longtime Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, who lost his speakership last month after decades in the role, announced today that he is resigning from the Illinois House at the end of the month. Madigan was first elected to the Illinois House 50 years ago in 1971. He was elected House Speaker in 1983. He served in that role for 36 out of 38 years. Reset host Sasha Ann Simons spoke earlier today with WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney. They talked about the recent questions into Madigan's ties to a federal bribery scandal involving utility giant ComEd.
Remind us, Dave, what we did learn about Madigan and his associates as part of that scandal.
Well, I mean, you know, there's just been a succession of these kind of seismic events surrounding Madigan dating back to last summer. I mean, it was back in July when ComEd and the U.S. Attorney's Office, John Lausch, released this 38-page court filing in which ComEd acknowledged that they had engaged in a long-running bribery effort in Springfield to advance their legislative interests. And it was all built around trying to curry favor with the speaker. You know, they acknowledged in this filing that they had spent about, I think it was a little more than $1.3 million to hire Madigan associates, people who were in his political organization, in no work utility jobs and basically no work utility contracts. And it was all, as I mentioned, an effort to try to win influence with the speaker. Madigan, for his part, said, yeah, I did go to bat for some of these people. I was hoping that ComEd would hire them. What's wrong with seeking a job for a supporter? But he has stressed that he knew nothing at all about this being part of some strategy by the utility company to bribe him. So, I mean, we know that that's really at the heart of all of this. That document, he was identified as Public Official A, I believe it was 72 times. So, you know, it was clear he's been an object of the Fed's attention since last summer.
Madigan was top dog in Springfield for many, many years, and you've covered him so closely for decades, Dave. Tell us more about what he's like, and I'm wondering if earlier in your career, if you could have ever imagined this scenario that's played out in this past month here.
I mean, I think a lot of people sort of envisioned him leaving office on a stretcher, you know, in the tradition of Richard J. Daley, you know, who was his political mentor. But you know, he had the nickname Velvet Hammer, which one of my old colleagues at the Sun-Times, I think, coined back in the 70s, because he carried such force, but yet could kind of like just do it, you know, in such a deft way that there was polish to it. He was very disciplined. It you know, early in his career as speaker, I mean, it was sort of always difficult to know for sure what his true ideology was. It's been said that, you know, really his kind of driving ideology in all of those years when he held the gavel was just basically maintaining the majority in the Illinois House. And he did that for 36 out of 38 years. And that, you know, he became speaker in 1983, longest tenured speaker in American history at any state house or the U.S. House of Representatives. I think, again, people who say that they saw this coming, I think there are a few of them, you know, before all of this happened with ComEd. There had been a series of things that had kind of rocked his organization, if you recall. I mean, yeah. There were Me Too issues. Elena Hampton, one of his former aides, was driven out in a sexual harassment scandal. And before that, you know, he had a patronage scandal at Metra that was embarrassing for him. And it almost seemed that there was sort of like this kind of erosion of the Madigan kind of granite-like presence, so that it just kept kind of chipping away a little bit.
Yeah.
But you never had a sense that it was going to just completely crack up as it has the last month or so.